night hung heavy around me as I trudged through the thick underbrush, my flashlight casting feeble beams into the enveloping darkness. The forest seemed to breathe, each rustle of leaves or snap of twigs sending shivers down my spine. But I pressed on, driven by an insatiable curiosity. And then, I saw it. A gaping maw of blackness yawning before me. A cave hidden within the gnarled roots of ancient trees. My heart pounded in my chest as I approached, my steps slowing with each echoing footfall. What secrets lay within this sinister abyss? With trembling hands, I raised my flashlight and stepped into the cavernous mouth of the cave. The air grew thick and musty, suffocating in its darkness. Shadows danced along the walls, mocking my intrusion into their domain. As I ventured deeper, the walls seemed to close in around me, the passage growing narrower with each step. Panic clawed at my chest, threatening to consume me whole. But still, I pressed on, driven by a force beyond reason. And then, I heard it. A faint whisper, barely audible above the pounding of my heart. It echoed around me, bouncing off the walls of the cave in a haunting cacophony. I froze, my breath catching in my throat as the voice grew louder, more insistent. Monster's blade, I had an inevitable decision that awaited me. I could either succumb to the darkness, let fear consume me whole, or summon every last ounce of strength within me and fight for survival. With gritted teeth and trembling limbs, I chose the latter. Ignoring the searing pain that lanced through my side with every movement, I forced myself to stand, my muscles protesting with every step. I clutched at the wound, willing the blood to stop flowing. But the darkness seemed to pulse around me, feeding on my terror. With cautious steps, I continued deeper into the cave, my senses on high alert for any sign of danger. Every shadow seemed to conceal a lurking horror, every sound a harbinger of doom. But I refused to give in to despair. I had come too far to turn back now. And then, just as I dared to hope that I might escape this nightmare unscathed, I heard it. Another voice, faint but unmistakable, echoing through the darkness like a siren's call. Dread settled in the pit of my stomach as I realized that I was not alone in this cursed labyrinth. With bated breath, I crept forward, my eyes scanning the shadows for any sign of movement. And then, I saw it. A figure looming in the darkness, its form twisted and contorted into a grotesque parody of humanity. Heart pounding in my chest, I raised my flashlight and confronted the creature, ready to face whatever horrors awaited me in this forsaken place. But as the beam of light pierced the gloom, I recoiled in horror at what I saw. It was not a monster that stood before me, but something far worse. A grotesque mockery of a man, his features twisted into a mask of madness. His eyes gleamed with unholy fervor as he spoke, his voice dripping with malice.
Roar of fiends.